Fred Film Radio, Berlin International Film Festival, Germany.
Angela Cherby, Fred Film Radio from the Berlinale Festival. I'm here with Michael Honen from the film Gurumu. Good morning.
Good morning.
This film is a documentary about a fantastic and enormous musician called Gurumu. You are, let's say, the lead character, the lead actor, even if it's not right to say lead actor for a documentary. Can you just tell our audience your role in the film and what the film is about?
The film tracks the life of Australia's most celebrated singer culturally. There was film footage found of him as a baby, 16 mil I think, through to a lot of beautifully shot footage of the last two or three years of his life performing and touring. And I've been a partner of his for 22 years, from when his voice was at its peak 10 years ago through to his last days. So it's a highly emotional journey and very not very complimentary of me on the screen. It films me with him in many situations, from all dressed up at concerts in beautiful places through to a lot of hotel rooms and places on his island, and in cars and behind the scenes where we've, you know, woken up from no sleep or being interviewed at 3 a.m. about something. So I'm if you like, a non-Indigenous view or window into that world for many people, you know. I think I don't see it as me a lot of the time. And when people are watching the film, I think they have a chance to see them in me, to understand the situation.
Because Gurumu was an Aboriginal singer, he was born blind, and he was a natural huge talent. How did you get in touch with him in the first place? I mean, how do you met him?
Well, I was working for the university in the northern part of Australia, and I went to his island as part of the university mission, and his peers brought him to meet me as another musician. I think on the first day I got there, and immediately you feel this special presence, special energy in the room, which you would have felt if he was here now. And as a musician, you have this common bond which developed from me helping him form his own band to 10 years later him doing a solo career.
What really was touching and astonishing is the impact that he had on anybody he met, even if he didn't know half of the people he met. The film shows like a kind of complexity of on him coping with this outside world, because he was very shy, he seemed to be very, very close in himself, and he doesn't want to, or at least it seemed he didn't want to meet this other world on the outside. How did you manage to make him do that? Because at the end he did it.
By making it very comfortable for him in all situations, and I would constantly try to imagine being him. And so if we would go to radio, make it about the music and make sure that the heating was on, you know, it's always a comfortable situation, because I've never seen many situations where a blind person does not want to be autonomous, whereas he always wanted to, he didn't want to have his own world, he wanted to share it through someone else, because I think he got a lot more out of, if I was leading him somewhere, taking him somewhere, he was always wanting to know what was going on, and I think he had this comfort zone of experiencing the world through everything he could hear and taste and feel, but also what I could. So, and whoever led him around wasn't always me. So just trying to imagine, a little bit like you do with someone close to you or with your children, you imagine it through their eyes or their feelings and try to make it enjoyable for them. So if we would go to New York or wherever and it was cold or snowing, I would make sure that any experience he had was a really good experience, rather than pushing him for anything. Yeah.
Gurmuh retired in 2015, and he passed away 2 years later. And why did he retire?
He went on to dialysis. Soon after that, he had kidney failure. He contracted Hep B when he was 8, so his immune system was very deficient, and then it ended up crippling his organs. And once he hit that final chapter of dialysis, which he hated, he basically gave up on that eventually too, and his body was not coping with. No.
And did he manage to see the film before pass away?
He managed to experience it through an iPod. So whilst we were making it, we would make copies and I would put it on his iPod so he could listen over and over to what was going on in the film. So he knew every little minute of what his family was saying about him and how we were mixing the sound and the songs that we were choosing and how he was and his culture was being presented. He would never do anything. You could never do anything for him. He would never do anything unless he fully agreed to it. And so even with something like that, and the really sad stories in the final days, he rang us to say, and this is really unusual, thank you for doing that film. So we didn't change it after that.
Okay. Thank you very much, Michael, for being with us. It was Michael Honan from the film Gurmuh and Manjula Cherby for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.